Changing the subject, right? Well, I was reading an article over the weekend which said that the Germans welcomed Nazism. Willingly embraced it, it said.
Really?
Can't remember the author, somebody Evans or something, but his argument was that there'd been these studies of local regions in Germany, and they show that the Germans really like being Nazis.
Well, for most people, of course, Nazi Germany was a great time. You could leave your front door open, nobody stole anything. And then there was all that strength through joy stuff, free holidays, the Volkswagen.
I thought it was all guns, not butter. Was nobody fed up that they didn't have any butter?
I think that most Germans had guns and butter before the war. Hitler's foreign policy was kicking ass. You know, full employment, morale was really high, beauty of work and all that.
And the Nazis invented all kinds of amazing things, you know. Computers, jet planes, synthetic fuels, electron microscope, nuclear fission.
Nerve gas, guided missiles, world's first mass murder gas chambers.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean. You know, I read it on the internet. Much of our modern technology is based on Nazi developments. It's true. Motorways, tape recorder, the microwave, all invented by Nazi scientists. First TV broadcast.
Well, in this newspaper article I read, it said that they built the first Butlins, this huge holiday camp at a place called Prora. Well, it never got finished.
But surely the Nazi government was the most repressive regime in history. Surely people hated it. Didn't the Germans have a saying, speak through a flower? Perhaps they just liked the government officially because they didn't say anything else.
I think that's true. As soon as he became Chancellor, Hitler got the Enabling Act, letting him pass any law he wanted. Within a year, he'd abolished all the opposition parties, imprisoned the communists, set up the Nazi People's Court, abolished the trade unions, sacked teachers who weren't Nazis, even massacred the SA. You know, even if someone did disagree, what are they going to do? You know, all they'd get is a visit from the Gestapo.
Well, in the article I was reading, there was a suggestion that the Gestapo didn't do much investigating because they didn't need to. Well, ordinary Germans just phoned up and told them everything they needed to know. Which shows how genuinely popular the Nazis were.
But what about those Christians, Niemöller and Bonhoeffer? They opposed Hitler, didn't they? Didn't Bonhoeffer try to kill Hitler?
True, but the churches generally supported the Nazis because they thought he'd stop the communists. Pope even made a deal with Hitler, the Concordat.
Who carried that bomb that nearly killed Hitler? What was his name?
Stauffenberg.
And have you seen that film on Sophie Scholl and the White Rose? And what about those Edelweiss pirates?
Most of that kind of opposition to the Nazis came during the war, where people could see where Nazism was leading them.
But what about what they did to the Jews and the gypsies and deaf people and all the rest? Surely ordinary Germans didn't advocate that type of thing.
Well, I think many Germans thought they'd had it coming to them. It's a bit sensitive politically, I suppose, but as far as I can see, there were plenty of people who... I mean, I think people generally were more racist in those days. There were plenty of people prepared to look the other way. I mean, remember Kristallnacht? You know, everybody knew about it, but nobody said anything.
Are you saying that all the people of Germany were in on the Holocaust? You know, I can't go with that. I've seen films from after the war where the Allies made them go and see the concentration camps and they were all coming out totally devastated. They had not got a clue what was going on.